Honorable members, I should think we must call the entities to give us a report. So I will call the DDG, Ms. Sikwaza, to present the report on behalf of these entities, and thereafter we'll open up for AG to make an input and members make questions and inputs, and thereafter we'll continue our program. But I must say, when we make our inputs, let's try to be straight to the point so that we can finish on time. Because I don't want us to be here tomorrow. We must finish up very early, around 4, to make sure that we finish up this report. Togo, over to you.
Chair and honorable members, thank you very much. Chair, I haven't been promoted. I'm not a DDG. Honorable Chair, you will now not be happy if I am DDG. Knowing my performance. Thank you, Chair, very much. I think in this session, Chair, is going to be very big. I will only give an overview of the four entities that have annual, their annual financial years that coincide with the department. The other 12 entities, their annual financial year only start on the 1st of July, the water boards, so they are not yet ready with their annual reports. They will only be submitting in December this year. For the four entities that we are giving an overview today, we have circulated the annual report, and they have been formally submitted to Parliament. So I will be talking about TCTN, the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, the Water Research Commission, and the two catchment management agencies. All the four entities, they received the unqualified report. I think the AG, when she started, she did highlight those four entities, and she will be going into detail into that. But since they are inception, and we know that CDTA was established around 1986, and since then it has received an unqualified audit report. If I go through the challenges, I think the only challenge was that they had a deficit of about 698 million, but it was a deficit due to the changes in the accounting procedures. Remember last year they came to Parliament and they have requested formally the changes in the accounting procedures, where in the past they used to record the completed projects under their books as assets. But now that has changed, those assets are being recorded under the department. In terms of the TCTA project, Chair, I think Ms. Mathe, in terms of the infrastructure project, she has already touched on some of the projects, because in terms of the infrastructure projects, they are located within the National Water Resource Infrastructure. So what I'm giving here is just projects as they were listed in the annual report at the end of March 2013. Some of the projects are already completed, but they are listed here because CCTA, once the project is completed, they are responsible for the liability and debt management of each project. So this is why you see them under still listed under the CCTA project. So I think, as you know, that the Lesotho Highland was already completed. So what is the first phase? What is currently happening is the debt repayment, which should be completed around 2023 financial year. So the others I won't go into detail. The interesting one, and the one that is critical, is number four, the Moyimgeni one, which is almost completed, and which I think by November water should be flowing And the other one that is critical, the acid mine drainage. Remember that last year we did report that we have requested CCTA to help us in terms of finding a short-term solution for acid mine drainage. And by the end of March, they have already procured the support of contractors that are currently working on acid mine drainage, dealing with the issues of decaying and also the issues of treating water. The other interesting one, which is new from last year, was the SIP, I think, where they have been almost appointed to coordinate the strategic infrastructure project. So that one is new. I think just to add that TCCA does not work on any project without a directive. This is why we are saying it's their progress report against the directives that have been issued by the minister. So for every project, they have to receive a directive. In terms of their revenue, again, the issue of the revenue needs to be related to the WCD water trading entity preservation, because they do not get a separate revenue, but this is the revenue that comes from the water trading entity in terms of the terms that they charge for the project. And the bulk of the money, it goes back to financing the infrastructure in terms of the financing that they have borrowed and in the market. And then moving to the Water Research Commission, I think you are also familiar with the Water Research Commission, which is a knowledge hub of the water sector. And it is funded also through the water levies that are generated from the water trading entity and from the users in the water sector. It also received an unqualified audit report, and during the year it received 164 million rand in terms of the levies, and it also generated its income in terms of grants or other industries that are willing to pay for new research and technology investigation to amount of 19.7 million rand. During the year, they managed 242 projects and they published 151 research reports and products, and they have engaged about 494 students and 201 students that they are working with are registered for master's degrees and 142 for the PhD degrees. And I think in terms of revenue, I have already indicated that they receive money from the water research levy, and it's about 184 million. Then I'm going to the catchment management agencies. Honourable members, if you remember that last year we also appeared before this house to explain that we are moving towards consolidating the 19 water management areas into 9 water management areas in South Africa, with the aim of ensuring that water resource management is improved at a local level, and there's also quality. We deal with issues of pollution and also the issues of river management and other issues. So what has happened is that the 2 CMAs are currently, that were established, they are currently functioning, and their annual reports were tabled, and they really dealt with the issue of establishing a catchment management strategy. They also were involved in the assessing 257 land use planning and rezoning applications, and also they dealt with the issue of registration of water users. And the key achievement was that they are now connected to the WARM system, the DWAR scheme, because they will be the first level of entry at a local level. And Nkomati also dealt with the issues of monitoring sites and to check the issues around the water resource quality. And they also reported the incidents of pollution, and they also issued about 14 notices of non-compliance in their area. These also therefore indicate that there is improvement, because there is now an organization that deals with local water resource management. We have gazetted the issue of realigning the CMAs. So the Briere and Horis in the past were two CMAs. Now they will be consolidated, and we will have one CMA, which will be called the Briere Horis. And the Nkomati will be consolidated with the parts of Usu to KwaZulu-Natal, and it will be called Nkomati Usutu. And those plans are now advanced. The business case has been gazetted for comment. We received very positive feedback. We are now at a stage where we are consolidating all the comments for both CMA. In terms of their budget, Nkomati received 22 million rand, and they spent 35. This was because they had money from the previous financial year that was kept in their account. And Briere was budgeted 19, and they spent 23 million. Both CMAs, they received unqualified audits, although we saw that Briere is now clear. We are concerned that it has now EMBA Auditor General, EMBA, yes, and yeah, so it's not green, yeah. I think in terms of the positive, cash positive situation, both CMAs are in a cash positive situation. Thank you, Chair. I think that's all the summary of the four entities.
AJ.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I neglected to introduce my team this morning, so I just want to apologize to them as well and express my appreciation for the support they also provided. Thank you, team. On the four entities, let me start off with Water Research Commission. WRC remained unqualified with findings. They had findings on compliance, mainly because of two issues. Firstly, the material adjustments to the financial statements that were required, and then secondly, to supply chain irregularities that was identified. It wasn't much. It was 1.7 million. Basically, because they used the incorrect point system. But that costed them in terms of the moving to clean. And then unfortunately they also had a regression with regard to performance information. On the regression, Chair, if you allow me, I'm just going to hand over to the senior manager, Sepu Shabangu, to quickly just talk to the exact reason for that regression on the performance information. It will provide the committee with some insight.
Thanks for your share. Basically what happened at WRC was that in the current year we identified some inconsistencies between the planned and quoted targets for the current year under review. But the major item that caused them to have aggression is a matter that was reported in the audit report, which relates to the research. They reported, they said they achieved 494 or so students whom they supported for their research project, for their research at university institutions. But when we looked at the report, it only included the names of the students and what they were doing. We couldn't get the student numbers or ID numbers for us to verify the validity of those students. So that was the major limitation We couldn't verify the 494 target that was achieved. So, but we did discuss it with the chief authority and the guys at WRC, and they would work on it in the current year.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, on the TCTA as well as the Inkomati Catchment Management Agency, both of them are clean, and now we can talk about clean with confidence. TCTA had no issues, unqualified, no findings, no material findings on non-compliance, and no material findings on the performance of the reporting against performance objectives. I want to clarify this as well. It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong. It means that the way they report on it is very transparent. Especially if you look at Nkumati, you will note that the target loss achieved is 57%. It's high, and when we talk about not fully achieved. But in the report, and that's why we could still issue a clean audit, they're transparent about it. To say we have not achieved this and these are the reasons why we have not achieved it. So they clean as well. Unfortunately, Breda regressed, as was mentioned earlier. They were clean last year. They again back to unqualified because of one reason, and that was the supply chain management. Just want to get the amount. I don't have the amount because we don't audit Breda. They've got their own auditors. But the reason why that is reported in their audit report for the irregular expenditure is that they use certified copies. They accept a certified copy for tax getting certificate. And the regulation is quite clear that it needs to be an original certificate, not a certified copy. It must have been significant or material. Otherwise, the auditors would have accepted the one or two exceptions to the law. So he accepted that it was material enough for the auditors to justify the regression in clean audit for Breda was bad. But, Chair, just... that's on the entities. I just want to also clear two things that referred while I have the floor with your permission, Chair, that were raised before lunch. One was the audit reports for the water trading entities also included in the annual report. So it's with the department in the annual report. And then on a consultant, maybe if I can just clarify that as well, Chair. When I mentioned the reduction in consultants, I just want to clarify that in 10-11, the consultants, the amount spent on consultants was 1.2 billion. And this year, for 12-13, it was 441 for the department and the trading entity together. So it's a third of what was spent 2 years ago on consultants. So I just want to clarify that to the committee as well. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks, Aja. I just want to check with your section, Aja, whether you are giving guidelines for these directors to rely on when they compile their audit report or not. Because some of the things, maybe I said, they submitted the report without IDs, without the members, maybe I might not know whether I should submit those things. I just want to share with you.
Chair, we do. In terms of our legislation, we need to set the standards for auditing for anybody that do audits on our behalf or where they directly appointed and we opted not to do that audit. And for that reason, we issue a gazette every year. So there's a gazette with guidelines that's issued every year for the auditors. Other than that, we have a very close relationship with the private auditors. So there's different forums where we engage and we assist a lot in helping them.
So thanks, AG, with your input, and Chief Director Sekwar, thanks very much. My apology for mentioning you at DDG. I don't want to be arrested. I still want to be in the political field. Can I take the opportunity and give it to honorable members to ask questions and make their input if there are any? I'm inviting you now to come in, honorable members. Honorable Wenga.
Chair, I'd like to know the status quo on the acid mine drainage at the moment, please, because there have been alarming reports this last week, specifically in the central basin, please.
Very good question. Is there anyone else who want to make a report or ask him a question? Yes, honorable Wenga.
Sorry, Chair, may I ask another question? It's regarding the reduction of the CMA and the breeder being incorporated into forest. But it had a clean audit report before. Now that it's been amalgamated with another one, it seems to be regression. So is that right?
Marriage
is not working, what?
Is there anyone else perhaps to ask a question or make an input? Are you fine? Okay. Let me give it to Paul to respond. Over to you, Mr. Kwa.
Chair, I'm looking at my colleagues to help me with the status of acid mine drainage, because the annual report that we are presenting was up to end of March. And it is a short-term intervention. There is a long-term intervention that the department is working on in terms of developing a feasibility study for the long-term intervention. But in terms of the work that is currently happening, the contractor is on site. And in the central basin, they have been busy with the development the pumping of water to make sure that we deal with the decanting. They have also received the environmental authorization to start with ensuring that the water is compliant in terms of the environmental standards. But, Chair, I think I would ask Ma'am Mochosi to help me with the details on what is happening currently. But if I can move to the second one on the Breda and Hori. No, I don't think it's the major honorable, because by the end of March next year they haven't made Breda and Hori. Yes, so I think that one we will see in the next financial year. Thanks.
Assistance, please. Did it?
Chair, I think the rest would be for us to send to that report or to come back next time, because I don't want the same things I'm not 100% sure of, but I can attest to what Togo is saying, that the work that is going on there, PTA is involved. And I think about 2 weeks ago, the report was that there is no more water that is discharged without treatment. It might not be meeting all the requirements, but it is better than it used to be. So the best would be to submit a written report on the latest.
Acting Agent, want to say something?
No, I just wanted to indicate, Chair, that yes, indeed, we request that we submit the report of the AMD and with the other reports that have been requested by Wednesday next week. Thank you.
Thank you very much for reporting. Honorable Rogers, do you want to say something? Ulongile. honorable members, I don't think we conclude that part of our report for the day. Then we have got the last report that I must read before you here. That is the BRRR report, and it will need the majority vote in order to pass, because after reading, must pass this document. Are you ready? Can I do that? Do you have documents with you? No, department is from you, this document. I can't. Don't look at me. Look at your leader. I'm a leader of this crew, this side, including yourselves. Can I read openly this report? And I must thank the AG to be with us and that input you made in this presentation. I think it's valued and we accept it. Thanks very much. Thanks. Then can we look at the report? She never give them a report and come back and sit and listen. Yes, you can start. Budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, dated 16 October 2013. What is this? 16th, okay. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, having considered the performance and submission to the National Treasury for the medium-term period of the Department of Water Affairs, reports as follows: reduction, mandate of committee, to enhance the principles of developmental state through passing legislation and to facilitate public participation, monitoring and oversight function over the legislative processes relating to the environment and water, confer with relevant governmental and civil society organs on the impact of environmental and water legislation and related matters, enhance and develop the capacity of the committee members in the exercise of effective oversight over the executive authority. The mandate of the committee is to consider legislation referred to it, conduct oversight of any organ of state and constitutional institutions falling within its portfolio, consider international agreements and consider budget of the departments and entities falling within its portfolio. 1.2 core functions of the department and its entities. The Department of Water Affairs legislative mandate seeks to ensure that the country's water resources are protected, managed, used, developed, conserved and controlled by regulating and supporting the delivery of effective water supply and sanitation. This entails adhering to the requirements of water-related policies and legislation, including constitutional requirements that are critical to delivering on the right of access to sufficient food and water, transforming the economy and eradicating poverty. The mandate is derived from the National Water Act No. 86 of 1998, the Water Service Act No. 108 of 1997, and the Water Research Act No. 34 of 1971. Department of Environmental Affairs,
Yeah, the word act needs to be added in under water services. It just talks about water services, so the word act needs to be added in there.
Oh, yeah, water services. Okay, thanks. Okay. The Department of Water Affairs fulfills its mandate through formulating, coordinating, and monitoring the implementation of national environmental policies, programs and legislation with the additional support of entities such as the Water Research Commission, the Trans-Caledonian Tunnel Authority, catchment management agencies and water boards. Purpose of the budgetary review and recommendation report. The Money Bills, Procedures and Related Matters Amendment Act, Act No. 9 of 2009, sets out the processes that allows Parliament to make recommendations to the Minister of Finance to amend the budget of national department. In October of each year, portfolio committees must compile a budgetary review and recommendation report, that is B-R, that assesses services delivery, performance, given available resources, evaluate the effective and efficient use and forward allocation of resources, and may make recommendations on forward use of resources. The PRRR also resources documents for the spending select committees on appropriations, stroke finance when they make recommendations to the House of Parliament on the medium-term budget policy statement. The comprehensive review and analysis of the previous financial year's performances as well as performances to date form part of this process. They should think we've seen that. 1.4, consideration and assessment of service delivery performance in relation to available resources of the department and its entities. On the 16th October 2013, let's change 16th, right? Let's make correction there. On the 16th, not on the 17th. Huh? On the 16th October 2013, the Portfolio Committee engaged the Director General, Chief Financial Officer, as an acting, huh? Yes, it's an acting. You are representing the Director General, that's why I was saying Director General. I will say acting, let's correct that. Acting Director General, then was Chief Finance Officer, acting as Chief Finance Officer. At the same time, the Chief Finance Officer and relevant executive managers as well as the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer of the department and his entities on the no entities. By the way, represented, no? What can you say? An entity represented by the Chief Director, no? On the annual report and any supplementary documentation. The purposes of the interaction is for the Portfolio Committee to undertake constitutional oversight mandate for complying with the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, which is to oversee budget expenditure by government departments so as to influence budget prioritization by amending, if necessary, the national budget. Section 5 of the Act requires the National Assembly, through its committees, to annually assess the performance of each national department with reference to the following: the medium-term estimates of expenditure of the department, including its strategic priorities and measurable objectives. These are tabled in the National Assembly together with the national budget. You know that will be the medium-term budget will be tabled in the parliament. We all know that. But committees must start doing their work first. That's what we're doing today. The department's strategic plans and annual performance plans, the expenditure report of the department published by the National Treasury in terms of Section 32 of the Public Finance Management Act. Department annual report and financial statement, the Committee on Public Accounts, reports relating to a department, and any other information requested by or presented to Parliament, as they are doing it today. Portfolio Committee noted the critical factors informing the strategic and business plan section 82 reports, annual report and financial statements of the department and its entities. In addition, the Portfolio Committee focused on the way in which the department aligned and accomplished its work over the medium term in relation to its constitutional imperative, legislative mandate, the medium-term strategic framework of government, National Development Plan 2013, National Development Plan 2030, outcome and delivery agreement, obligations and commitments, stemming from multilateral and bilateral environmental agreements, and other international instruments such as the medium, as a Millennium Development Goals, and priorities emanating from the 21st stage of the national trend. 1.5, compliance by the department and its entities. Portfolio Committee noted with appreciation that the annual report of the department and its entities were tabled in full compliance with the relevant prescripts and prior to the stipulated time of 30 September 2013. I may be advised. Honourable Dodger?
Sorry, Chair, you are on a roll, so I couldn't get in. There's just two questions I wanted to raise. Yesterday when we did environmental affairs, did we not change National Development Plan to National Development Strategy? It's no longer a plan.
Is that the...
Or am I correct? I just need some guidance, sir.
National Development Plan, National Development Strategy of 2030.
Did we not change it yesterday in the environmental one?
National Development Plan 2030. Okay. Department, we're talking about the strategy or national plan.
I think the national
development plan. This one is not a development plan. But I should think this one must just leave it as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just the other question, in paragraph 1, under 1.4, second to last line, it talks about and related matters act, and in brackets, the act.
In the present paragraph?
No, no. Third paragraph on that page. Okay.
If necessary.
No. Go right up to 1.4.
1.4, yeah.
Then the first paragraph, second to last line on that paragraph. It reads...
Second to last line.
Yeah, it stops Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act.
Yeah.
In brackets, the Act should not be the number of acts in the year.
Yeah, I should.
Thank you.
Correct. We must put the numbers here. Thanks, Honourable Rogers. That's fine, sir. Okay, then the Millennium Development... Declaration, is it correct? The declaration. Is it correct? What's your feeling on this? The Millennium Development Declaration. Priority emanation from the 2012 State of the Nation address. How do you feel about this? Is it fine? It's a declaration of what was declared by the President. The State of the Nation address. Correct? Okay. Let's continue. 1.5, compliance by the department and its entities. Portfolio committee noted with appreciation that the annual report of the department and its entities were tabled in full compliance with the relevant prescripts and prior to the stipulated time of 30 September 2013. Do you feel comfortable about that? It's fine. Okay. Number two, policy areas. The water sector has been in a state of major change since 1994 with substantial new policy and legislation which defines the framework for water management in the country. And the policy and legislation have been globally recognized for their progressive response to water management. Implementation has been slow for a number of reasons. One of the key areas where the aims of the water sector in South Africa have not been effectively achieved is in relation to equity and redress in access to water. I think it's in order that way. While the provision of safe domestic water supply has reached 95% of the population, shown remarkable strides since 1994, the allocation and reallocation of raw water historical disadvantaged communities for productive purposes has not progressed as it should. So I think even that one is important. The key policy covers you, Honorable Rogers, in case of that. The key policy focus areas over the medium term of the Department of Water Affairs in its alignment to government programs relate the sector's contribution to economic growth, rural development, food security, land reform, outcome 6, infrastructure, outcome 7, rural development, and outcome 9, local government, to promote sustainable and equitable water resources management, outcome 10, environment, strengthening the regulation of the water sector, outcome 6, infrastructure, and 10, environment, support local government to the delivery of water services, outcome 9, local government, contribute to improved international relations. Outcome 11, international and build capacity to deliver quality services, outcome 12 public services. Other critical policy areas relate to water governance as a condition for sustained water delivery, legislative review of the current water-related legislation, review of the water pricing strategy, regional bulk water and sanitation infrastructure, dam safety, institutional reform and realignment projects, bulk water infrastructure, compliance with minimum water quality norms and standards, support for local government and international integration. 2.1, overall performance of key policy focus areas over the medium term. Over the medium term, significant progress in dealing with service delivery disruptions has been made. The key, is that in order? The key to significant progress in this regard is the result of a successful partnership with the Departments of Cooperative Governance, Human Settlements, Municipal Infrastructure Support Agencies, and Water Boards in dealing with the challenges of service delivery in those areas which have experienced service delivery protests. Support was provided through the Department's Rapid Response Unit, which is a unit made up of professionals in water sector who attend to problems when they arise and arrange quick fixes that may relate to treatment or infrastructure failure. The Rapid Response Unit was decentralized to all 9 regions and is fully functional in 7 regions. There were 173 technical interventions during the period under review. Successful interventions have taken place in a number of localities such as Colesberg, Caroline, Kukuni, Gobi Village, Northwest, Emelo, Mabat, and Didier Farm. Regarding policy and legislative review, tremendous progress has been made in the last financial year, in that the National Water Resource Strategy 2 was finalized and published in June 2013. The department is currently mapping out the implementation test of this important strategic tool for water management. The National Water Policy Review has been gazetted. The review aims to address the gaps on equity and redistribution of water resources in the country. That is in order. The process of amalgamating and aligning various pieces of legislation, such as those governing mining and environmental management, is at an advanced stage. This process will improve water management and development in the country. The institutional reforms and realignment process is finalized. Consequently, the process of consolidating water boards from 12 to 9 is well underway, which will extend gazetted areas of these water boards and expand their functions. The process to establish 9 catchment management areas is also progressing smoothly and will be instrumental in managing water resources management into the future. Good progress has been made with regard to the challenge of acid mine drainage in the Wet Waterfront area. Since the inception of the Interministerial Committee on Acid Mine Drainage, the immediate solution in Western Basin was completed and commissioned in June 2012, and the uncontrolled decline of acid mine drainage in Western Basin effectively stopped in August 2012. The department is currently busy with the construction of a pump station and a new water treatment plant in the Central Basin, and is on target to ensure that pumping commences before the environmental critical level is reached. So I think it's addressing some of the questions that were asked. But I can allow you, Honorable Rogers, to say something.
Chair, just an addition of a word. The third line of that paragraph, and the uncontrolled decant of acid mine drainage in the Western Basin.
Uncontrolled. Say, the uncontrolled decant.
And then the uncontrolled decant of acid mine drainage in the Western Basin.
In the?
The word the should come in before Western Basin.
La. In the. Okay. Thanks very much. The Business Process Review Committee, that is BPRC, continues to make a positive impact on the turnaround of the department and elevating the department to a much higher trajectory of performance. Evidence of impact of the BPRC is firstly a significant improvement in the outcomes of the 2013 audit, including improved performance reporting, oversight of the ongoing review of the water policy, and the review of the legislative framework. The review and implementation of the organizational structure, overcoming the challenges in ICT environment, review of the building leases, infrastructure, spend, and overall efficiency. Third, overview and assessment of financial and non-financial performance of program for the 2012-2013 financial year of the department and its entities. 3.1, overview of composition of total available budget 2012 and 2013 made in the main accounts. For the 2013-2012 financial year, the Department of Water Affairs received a total budget of 9 billion rand payment for capital assets and transfer and besides formed and subsidies formed the majority of the department's budget. When combined, they account for 6.6 billion or 73.8% of the 9 billion. Program 3, water infrastructure management, and program 4, regional implementation and support combined account for 7.2 billion rand or 83.4% of the total budget. The reason for the large budget allocation to both this program is due to the infrastructure project undertaken by the department. I think we understand very well on this. 3.2, water trading entity. The water trading entity projected to collect total revenue of 7 billion rand 2012-2013. At the fourth quarter, he collected 6.9 billion due to the concerted effort by the entity to focus on revenue collection and reconciliation of top 100 customers. There needs to be further improvement in the billing and the entity's ability to collect its outstanding debts quicker. Regarding infrastructure expenditure, it projected to spend 2 billion rand on various projects. At the end of the fourth quarter, it spent 1.9 billion. The underspending of the 100 million, which is lower than the projected expenditure, is due to delays in delivery of pipes as well as the industrial action at the Dewop Dam. Yes.
Do you need a breather? Do you need a 1 minute breather? I want to ask the department a question. Look, I'm new on this portfolio.
Okay.
But one of the things I picked up, one of the financial problems we've had is the pipes that we're getting from overseas and the delays in pipes. For heaven's sake, when we've got millions of people who are unemployed and we're looking for jobs, why are we buying pipes overseas?
We have already entered, we have gone to IDT, our sister department, to go and find out how many role players do we have with regards to supply of pipes. And we picked up that we've got about five companies that we have. DTI. So we have about five companies and there is spare capacity, but those companies normally want to wants to know what the production is so that they can be able to do exactly what you talk about. But there's a lot of transformational issues that we need to take into account, and we went out on tender in ourselves to make sure that we get locals right, so we'll have to see from the process what do we get.
I'm thinking of opening a pipe manufacturing business, actually.
Okay, can we continue? That is on a lighter note, eh? Because it will turn someone to a corruption. 3.3, financial expenditure trend of the department and its entities. The department spent 8.6 billion rand, or 96.1% of the total available budget by the end of the financial year. Planned expenditure by this point in the year was 9 billion rand, equivalent to 100% of the total available budget. Department is therefore behind on total spending by 352 million or 3.3%. Just 352 million rand or 3.9%. Is that correct? Okay. This is mainly due to unfilled occupational specific dispensation, OSD post, and spent funds on regional bus infrastructure projects due to prepayments made for the supply of steel pipes and material ordered outside the country, which have not yet been delivered. Acid mine drainage and water safety projects for which the expenditure could not be charged against the vote as the invoices will only be processed once the work is scheduled to be completed in 2013-2014 budget. The table below reflects an overview of department financial performance for 2012 and 2013. Do we say the country don't have relevant pipes to assist us in this delivery? That's what I should think this paragraph is. Symbolizer, am I correct?
Yes, we do have companies. There are about five, but the capacity they have, but about the supply and demand issue.
Oh.
They want to control the market and make sure that the prices go up. So, hence, it's something that we need to work. We're working on it now, from our side. Yes.
Thanks. Can I? Oh, Honorable Luenga?
Chair, I just need some further clarity on that, because at a couple of months ago at one of our meetings, we were told that the suppliers were committed to exporting their pipes. That's why we can't get pipes when we have to import. Has that not changed?
Yes, can I go see the asking so that we can get it very good, but it's fine. Can we continue? Okay. Let me continue on the table. Program, we've got administration, water sector management, water infrastructure management, regional implementation and support, water sector regulation, international water cooperation. Is there any need for me to read this money? I should thank you all. The overall variance has reduced substantially from 24.9% in quarter 3 to 3.9% in the fourth quarter of 2012-2013. The main reason for the reduced variance is that most of the infrastructure projects are completed, which results in the increase in the expenditure. Department of Water Affairs has 6 programs: administration, water sector management, regional implementation and support, water sector regulation, and international water cooperation, that are positioned to achieve the department's strategic policy priorities within its constitutional mandate. 3.4, program spending trends aligned to save the delivery of the department and its entities. The Department of Water Affairs has 6 programs: administration, water sector management, water infrastructure management, regional implementation and support, water sector regulation, and international water cooperation. Program 1, administration. The purpose of the administration program is to provide policy leadership, advice, and core support services, including finance, human resources, legal information and management services, communication and corporate planning. Department spent 97% of its administration budget for the financial year.
Chair?
Yes.
The top paragraph, the third line, it also reads the Department of Water Affairs has 6 programs, which is repeated below 3.4. I think it should come out of the top paragraph, Chair. The top paragraph should end in the words, are completed, which results in the increase in expenditure, full stop, end of paragraph. The piece about the Department of Water Affairs has 6 programs is repeated below 3.4. It should be removed, Chair.
We remove 3.4.
Sentence.
Oh, this one. Okay. Oh, the reputation. No, thanks, Honorable Rogers. Department of Water Affairs, okay, we've dealt with this one. The purpose of the administration program is to provide policy leadership, advice and core support services, including finance, human resources, legal information and management services, communication, and corporate planning. Department spent 97% of its administration budget for the financial year in building capacity to deliver quality services during the year. Under review, the department plans to conduct training interventions to 80% of the employees, 100% of employees signing performance agreements, reducing the annual vacancy rate from 24.8% to 13%, admitting 50 new graduates to the training to the trainee development program and placing the 5 graduate trainees into candidate positions. It also plans on employing 50% of women and 2% of people with disabilities. So think this one is a commitment, huh? And it must be fulfilled by next year. It's a commitment, really. With regard to financial management, the department plans to have 100% complete asset register and 100% compliance with supply chain management policies, procedures, and framework is also a commitment. Next year, we'll look at it. The department achieved 46.1% of the targets, which include conducting training interventions to 82% of employees, reducing the vacancy to 10.7%, admitting 61 graduate trainees to the trainee department program and placing 66 graduate trainees into candidate positions. Now can we clarify? We are talking about other ones on top, the very same content. Can you be clarified here? It's not clarification, it was on top, we're talking about 50. Here we're talking about 60. What? Can you?
Chairperson, you just gonna with an input. Maybe the first paragraph the paragraph the department received, that one can be taken out.
Which one?
The department achieved 46.15 of the targets, which includes conducting training, because I think that's where you are raising the issue of duplication. Mm-hmm. That's including the training intervention, and the 10% is already covered. The 61 is covered above whatever.
And then
what we're supposed to be talking
about. Where should we remove it? The whole paragraph?
Yes.
Or the sentence up to position.
We can say the department achieved 31% of their target, full stop. Then it partially achieved. So you take everything and you join it. Partially achieved 8.46 of its targets, which includes. Then you don't have that include. You take out the including, and you leave it out because it's already up there. We've already spoken about those. Then it will cover stuff nice with diversity management.
We remove from where up to where. Yes.
Just to clarify, the first paragraph talks about the commitment that the department has put in, and then the second paragraph talks to the progress that we have.
And the content of the work we've done.
Yes.
No, let's leave it there.
Yes.
Let's leave it. Can you agree that we leave it? Okay. If there is any need, those will be refining our document, they will deal with it. Oh, yeah. it partially achieved 38.4% of its targets, which include having 98% of signed performance agreements, having 96 complete asset register, and having 99.9% compliance with SCM policies, procedures, and framework. Diversity management, that is employment of women and people with disabilities, remains a challenge, and this contributed to the 15.3% non-achievement of their targets. Over the next medium term, the department will embark on a campaign to encourage qualifying women to apply for, among other specialist positions, as you think, women and people with disabilities. Ne? Because we are talking about people, women and people with disabilities, so I think we must include it here. Encourage qualifying women and people with disabilities. People with disabilities to apply. They want our children? Their children. The water-taking entity section of the department had planned to have a 90% complete asset register, 100% reduction of irregular expenditure, and accurately billing 98% of all billable and registered customers, as well as reducing the outstanding debt by 35%. We have a CFO. Uyize kahle nimzole yona kahle le ndawo. Okay. Because next year no negotiations. Just want a clear report on it. The department achieved 50% of its planned targets, which include accurate billing of billable and registered customers, and having 90% complete asset register. It partially achieved 25% of its targets, which include reducing irregular expenditure by 80% and could not reduce the outstanding debt as the debt cap grew. In the medium term, the department has procured the services of a debt recovery company. In response to the presentation made by the department, the committee resolved that Nalelemp is the negative. The department in its human resource components face challenges in terms of diversity management, with local targets for women employed and people with disabilities. Therefore, the committee requests plans and progress reports with regard to the above. The department needs to seriously engage with capping irregular expenditure, and the committee requests, as a matter of urgency, the short, medium, and long-term interventions in this regard. Over the years, asset register completion has been an issue in the department. The committee is concerned that this compromises service delivery and efficiency of the working of the department. In this regard, the committee requests plan of action with time frame. Your concern is responded to, Honorable Rogers. Plan and time frame. 3.4.2 Program 2, Water Sector Management. The purpose of the Water Sector Management Program is to ensure that the country's water resources are protected, used, developed, conserved, managed, and controlled in a sustainable manner for the benefit of all people and the environment by developing and implementing effective policies and integrated planning strategies, and developing a knowledge base on procedures. Expenditure was 500.5 million or 99.8% of the available budget of 501.6 million. Planned expenditure was 501.6 million, so the department is behind by 1.1 million. Is that true? Are you behind with 1.1 million? Yeah. Planned expenditure. Wait. No. They are saying planned expenditure was 5.1 million, and so the department is behind by 1.1 million. This is primarily. Yeah? We say understand, under, not behind. Asilungiseni is in the case. We say understanding, under, spending. Understand. Okay. This is primarily due to understanding under goods and services, non-core items. It should be on, yeah? Understanding on goods, yes. Okay, come on, cool. This is primarily due to understanding on goods and services, non-core items such as catering, venue, hiring, travel, and subsistence. Is it subsidy? Subsistence, is correct? Okay. You say? Say goods and services, comma, and non-core items such as catering, venue hiring, and traveling. Why can't you say venue hiring, comma, traveling, and subsistence? And subsistence, huh? Traveling and subsistence. Then, next to hiring, we put comma. Is it fine? Okay. These issues have existed for the past 12 months. Program 3 expenditure was 2.3 billion rand, or 100% of the available budget of 2.3 billion. Planned expenditure was 2.3 billion. Under this program, the department committed to setting the strategic framework for water management in the country, which entailed, among other things, revising and gazetting the raw water pricing strategy for consultation, amending water-related legislation, gazetting the second edition of the National Water Resources Strategy, and finalizing the institutional realignment framework. It also committed to improving the management of water resources through establishing...
Sorry to take you back, but just after we these issues have presented, I'm not sure the next sentence how is it linked to that. I think we need to delete that.
Can you correct it with Chilega so that you put that in there?
Because it's actually belonging down at the program. Yes, we are deleting from there until 2.3 billion.
Oh. No, Chilega is capturing that correctly. It also committed to improving the management of water resources through establishing one catchment management agency and assessing the compliance of the 16 water institutions to cooperate governance. Under this program, the department achieved 7.5% of its planned targets, which entail completing 1 reconciliation strategy and 3 all town strategies. It has also developed its 25 operating rules of the targeted 12 stand-alone schemes. It also partially achieved 7.5% of its planned targets, which entail developing a draft raw water pricing strategy and a draft business case for the National Water Resources Infrastructure. Resource Infrastructure. Develop what? Develop a raw water pricing. Yes. Not a drug. We're developing a strategy. No? Developing a raw water pricing strategy and a draft business case for the... Yeah, and the business case for the National Water Resource Infrastructure. Some delays in Chile and Sapindi, this is Peter Buban. Some delays experienced with regard to the amendment of water related legislation as a ministerial directive required an expansion of the National Water Act to include relevant provisions of of the water play is that also the gazetting of the NWR RS2 could not be done during the year under review, as public consultation took longer than anticipated. However, the NWR S2 was subsequently published in June 2013. This program did not achieve 25% of the target, which entailed completing two feasibility plans as additional specialist studies were required. In addition, labor unrest delayed the completion of the resource quality objectives. In response to the presentation made by the department, the committee resolved that. The committee noted that two feasibility plans could not be completed due to pending specialist studies. Therefore, the department must provide a plan of action to address this as a matter of urgency, as this could negatively affect service delivery. Can I repeat that sentence? Oh, yeah, just read it.
I was saying, Chair, you said this program did not achieve 25% of their targets, within which entailed completing two feasibility plans as additional specialist studies were required. First of all, I don't understand that paragraph. But secondly, I think you have just repeated it right now upon the paragraph that you have just read.
Oh.
So we need to maybe remove it from the above. Just that paragraph, remove it completely.
Can I read our recommendation? On what we have resolved as a committee.
Yes.
Emmanuel Legas.
Okay.
The committee noted that two feasibility plans could not be completed due to pending specialist studies. NVIT. This program did not achieve 25%. This one we say could not be completed. That one could not achieve. This one could not complete it. Conflicting of ways. Cool. English. Is it fine? Yeah. Therefore, the department must provide a plan of action to address this matter of urgency, as this would negatively affect service delivery. Program 3, Water Infrastructure Management. The purpose of the Water Infrastructure Management Program is to ensure a reliable supply of water from bulk raw water resources infrastructure to meet sustainable demand objectives for South Africa within acceptable risk parameters. The department is tasked with soliciting and sourcing funding to implement, operate, and maintain bulk raw water resources infrastructure in an efficient and effective manner by strategically managing risk and assets. Program 3, expenditure was 2.3 billion or 100% of the available budget of 2.3 billion. Planned expenditure was 2.3 billion. With regard to the bill,
Chairperson.
Yes.
Regarding it, this paragraph, last two lines, repeat for this program 3 expenditure was 2.3 billion. I think it's this already repeated from the 3.02 program 2. I think it is the program 2 is first paragraph of this last two lines must be deleted because not necessarily repeatable program 3.
Yeah, not that, Dr. Huang. But if you look very carefully to every each program, that amount must reflect. Because every program gets an allocation from that particular amount. That's my understanding, but I don't know. Can we get an advice from the executive?
Chair, we have already deleted it when I made a comment earlier on that we need to remove it when we're dealing with program 2. Yes.
Then here?
No, here it's fine.
The
Honorable was referring to the one that we've already corrected.
Then it still stands. Continue.
Yes, continue.
Okay.
Chair.
Thank you very much. Are you okay, Dr. Huang? can't remove ties. Can we continue? Okay, thanks.
Changes, you go very quickly, so I cannot. If you go back to the previous page, the National Water Act and the Water Services Act are referred to. It needs to have the Act number and the date. So the Water Act will be number 36 and the Water Services Act will be number 108 in brackets. And then also the next paragraph, this program did not achieve 25% of their targets. There's plural and this is singular, so it should be it for the teachers that are here.
Can we continue, Honourable Members? With regards to the Built Infrastructure Program, the Department committed to continue with 11 projects, namely the Hope Dam, the Bulk Distribution West for the Oliphant River Water Resources Development Project, the Mukolo and Crocodile West River Augmentation Project, the Komat Water Supply Augmentation Project, the raising of Hazumia Dam, raising of Glen William Dam, Moy Mgeni Transfer Scheme, what is that? Mnwamidwa Dam and its distribution phase, raising of Zanin Dam and design completion of the Lesotho Highland Water Project, Water Project 2. It also committed to complete the rehabilitation of 5 conveyance systems and 7 dams to ensure compliance with the dam safety regulations. The program achieved 46.6% of its planned targets, which included rehabilitation 7 dams as well as completing the Duba and Matla pipelines for the Komati Water Supply Augmentation Project. Some delays were experienced with regards to the completion of the Built Infrastructure Program, resulting in a partial achievement of 40% of its planned targets, which included the Hope Dam and the Mukolo and Crocodile West Augmentation Project. A further 13.3% of the targets were not achieved, which entails Mnwamidwa Dam. These delays are as a result of industrial action that was experienced for some projects, as well as resettlement and land acquisition challenges experienced for the project. In addition, inclement weather conditions and long industrial action also resulted in slow overall progress in some projects. In response to the presentation made by the department, the committee resolved as follows. Department must develop a strategy to deal with the industrial action in order to minimize delays in service delivery projects. That's correct. Furthermore, the department must finish the committee with progress report indicating new time frames for the delayed projects. Department must provide a progress report on resettlement and land acquisition. 3.4.4 Program 4 Regional Implementation and Support. The purpose of this program is to coordinate the effective implementation of the department's strategic goals and objectives and at the regional level, including the establishment of water resource management institutions, facilitate water conservation and demand management, and lastly, accelerate communities' access to water infrastructure. Expenditure was 4.9 billion or 94% of the available budget of 5.2 billion. Planned expenditure was 5.2 billion, so the department is behind by 313.6 million. Understand, not behind, not behind the way. So it's in this decade. Understand, eh? This is primarily due to backend costs, including OSD costs, prepayment advances made in respect of regional bulk infrastructure grant amounting to 101.4 million for the supply of steel pipes and material ordered outside the country. Delivery is scheduled to take place in the 2013-2014 financial year. Payment advance was made to TCTA in respect of acid mine drainage amounting to 1.3 million for the purchase of obstruction capital equipment for the emergency work in the west, in the western basin of Red Wetterstrand Goldfields mine. Furthermore, there was under expenditure of 22.3 million on the Hartebeest port dam integrated biological remediation program. Departmental bid adjudication committee approved appointment of Rainwater as the implementing agent of phase 11 on 24. Phase 2. Why should you put 11 then? On 24 August 2012, two additional service providers were contacted by Rainwater Board with training and capacity building to address skills transfers related to the project, with the result that activities could only be operationalized during January 2013. Some of these activities are already initiated and cannot be stopped and therefore need to be continued. These issues have persisted for the past 12 months. In contribution to the infrastructure build program of the department, the main account section of this program had committed to completing 8 regional bulk infrastructure projects. This program also committed to, among other things, completing 1 wastewater treatment well, providing 750 resource poor farmers with access to water, distributing 7,000 rainwater harvesting tanks, implementing 11 community infrastructure water projects. In addition, this program plans on supporting 30 municipalities in implementing water conservation and demand management. We are talking about the disadvantage in the rural areas. During the year under the review, the program achieved 57.8% of its planned targets, which entails, among other things, completing 3 wastewater treatment works within the Northwest, Northern Cape and Western Cape provinces. A further 1,787 resource poor farmers were provided with access to water. This program partially achieved 86.8% of its planned targets, which entailed completing 3 of the regional bulk infrastructure programs and distributing 4,068 rainwater harvesting tanks. The regional bulk infrastructure program experienced delays as technical problems were encountered that required additions to existing scope. The program did not achieve 5.2% of its planned target. The water trading entity of this program achieved 88.8%, which entailed, among others, monitoring 1,794 sampling points and 749 waste discharge points, and did not achieve 11.1% of its target. In response to the presentation made by the department, the committee resolved as follows. The department must develop a plan to address OSP challenges, and this plan should have time frame. The committee noted delays in completion of some RBIC projects due to additions to the existing scope of the project, and that there are materials ordered outside the country which will be delivered in 2013-2014 financial year. The committee requests department to specify delivery time of these materials in 2013-2014 for accountability purposes. I think I have a report, Mr. 3.4.5 Program 5 Water Sector Regulation. The purpose of this program is to ensure the development, implementation, monitoring and review regulations across the water value chain in accordance with the provisions of the National Water Act of 1998 and the Water Savings Act of 1997. expenditure was 87.4 million, or 86.4% of the available budget of 101.1 due to the resolution taken by the Departmental Bid Adjudication Committee that the drawdown facility project be implemented within the internal resources of the department instead of outsourcing services.
Chair, for the you just finished this 13.7 million. This one is the service department is behind all the underspending. Is it behind? You still want it behind or want underspending?
I want the behind will go. Will put underspending.
Yes, so you like
that underspending. That's correct.
Correct.
Okay. During the year under the review, this program achieved 60% of its target, which entails developing the institutional options for the establishment of economic regulation and conducting joint inspections to assess the compliance of mines. Delays experienced in completing the compulsory licensing processes in targeted water management areas as there were appeal and objections received. This delay resulted in the program partially achieved 40% of their target. Department will engage with water users to negotiate an amicable solution. In response to the presentation by the department, the committee resolved as follows. The department should provide detailed plan of the process that it would follow to engage water users to negotiate an amicable solution with regard to appeals and objections received. Program 6, International Water Cooperation. The purpose of this program is to strategically develop, promote and manage international relations on water resources between countries through bilateral and multilateral cooperation instruments and organizations in line with provisions of the National Water Act of 1998, and pursue national interests at both African multilateral and global multilateral organizations and forums. Expenditure was 23 million or 93.8% of the available budget of 24.5 million. Planned expenditure was 24.5 million, so the department is underspending by 15 million. In the other language, is 1.5 million. Underspending by 1.5 million. This is primarily due to back and forth and postponement of overseas trips. These issues have persisted for the past 9 months. Despite of the reduction in budget from 2011-2012, the department successfully achieved 100% of the planned target, which entails signing 4 strategic partnerships with Uganda, Botswana, Rwanda, and DRC in line with the strategic objective on the coordination of strategic international water cooperation. In response to the presentation by the department, the committee resolved that the committee commend the department for excellent performance with regard to achievements of the international water cooperation set targets. 3.5, overview and analysis of service delivery performance of the department and its entities in relation to its economic classification. The sections that follow provide an overview of the total difference between planned expenditure and actual expenditure for the past quarters. The past quarters? Okay. Overall, variation from the financial plan in the department is mainly under compensation of employees, goods and services, and payment for capital assets. The major reason for the under expenditure in compensation of employees is due to vacant OSD posts, which could not be filled. The major reason for the underspending on goods and services is due to the office equipment not being purchased and result of vacant posts. The major reason for the underspending in payments for capital assets is due to the invoices not being processed in respect of the accelerated community infrastructure project and regional bulk infrastructure project for which pipes purchased overseas have not been processed as yet to the work not being completed. This trend has persisted for the past 9 months.
Well, now you say the last one is this trend said that for 6 or 9 months. Is this issue or this trend?
It's a habit, in fact.
The last paragraph is this issue. I want to say this is this issue or this trend.
Oh, this issue. This trend is fine. Yes, I think. Okay. Do you agree that it's trend? Ne? Yeah, let's leave it as it is, Dr. Huang. And there is a table below. You can check it, the trend there. Compensation of employees, expenditure was 1 billion or 98.5% of the available budget of 1 billion. Tax expenditure was 1 billion, so the department is behind underspend. Ne? We agree that we would understand 16 million. This is primarily within Program 4, Regional Implementation and Support, and Program 5, Water Sector Regulation. The main reason for the underspending is due to vacant posts and delays in the filling of occupational specific dispensation posts, and these issues have persisted for the past 9 months. Yeah,
Chair, no, you can agree what I said. Do you agree? Because after next 2-3 paragraphs, also this issue, not the trend. So the issue must be changed.
No, I should think. It's a matter of a grammar, but I should think they will refine it. Thanks for an advice. Okay, let's continue. Goods and services. Okay, I'm still sharing. I'm not reading, I'm sharing. Goods and services. Expenditure was 1.3 billion or 97.9% of the available budget of 1.3 billion. Planned expenditure was 1.3 billion, so the department is behind by underspending by 26.7 million. I want to check. You understand enough. This is primarily within Program 1, Administration, and Program 5, Water Sector Regulation, where unfilled vacant posts resulted in office equipment and furniture not being purchased. In Program 1, funds could not be spent in respect of office accommodation as a result of outstanding invoices from the Department of Public Works in relation to municipal services and leaves. Commitments which could not be processed as they belong to the premises leased by the Department of Environmental Affairs. These issues have existed for the past 9 months. Issue. Interest and rent on land, expenditure was 3.5 million or 96.1% of the available budget of 3.6 million. Planned expenditure was 3.6 million, so the department is behind by underspend 100,000. This is primarily within the Program 1 administration due to over-provision of the interest portion of the finance lease on fleet cars which are currently being leased. These issues have persisted for the past 12 months. I put issues now. This was not adequately provided for at the beginning of the current financial year. Transfers and subsidies, expenditure was 2.9 billion or 100% of the available budget of 2.6 billion. Planned expenditure was 2.9 billion. Payments for capital assets, expenditure was 3.4 billion or 91.7% of the available budget of 3.7 billion. Planned expenditure was 3.7 billion, So the department is behind by 307.9 million.
Chair, please underspend.
I wrote so many underspends, that's why I am repeating this. This is primarily within Program 4, where material and steel pipe purchased out of the country in respect of regional bulk infrastructure projects are only expected to be delivered and processed in 2013-2014. It seems some of the things are fitting. She thinks we must go and sit down and refine this document. We'll resolve on it, but some of the things just go and deal with them. Furthermore, advance payments have been to the Trans-Caledonian Channel Authority in respect of acid mine drainage. The department has requested a rollover of these funds. Payments for financial assets expenditure was 0.3 million or 100% of the available budget of 0.3 million. Planned expenditure, which was 0.3 million, so the department expenditure is equal to the previous made in the budget to cover for this, for debt and loss and losses suffered by department.
It shouldn't read 0.3 million, it should be 300,000.
How much?
300,000.
Oh, they put 0.3. 300,000. Yes, that's what I understand. Okay. That's correction. Just put that 300,000, please. Planned expenditure, which was 300,000 million, so the department's expenditure is equal to previous made in the budget to cover for deaths and losses suffered by the department. Entities, financial and non-financial performance. Trans-Caledon Channel Authority, for the 2012-2013 financial year, CCTA achieved an unqualified audit opinion, bearing testament to the outstanding work which underpins its business. Togo, the chairperson is not here. Togo. For the period under review, TCTA's set objectives were raising project finance, project implementation and debt, and cash flow management. It is pleasing to note that TCTA has achieved outstanding results on the above objectives and have delivered in accordance with the shareholders' compact. Organizational score of 3.5 out of 5 is good indicator of TCTA sustained performance. We appreciate what they are doing. It's very good. This is what we want for the whole department. TCTA has always raised sufficient funding for off-budget projects to enable scheduled and approved infrastructure projects to proceed with implementation on time. TCTA has also been able to secure the necessary guarantees from National Treasury for new on-budget projects in this era of extremely tight financial markets. TCTA's policy of extensively consulting with its stakeholders before implementation, has demonstrated its value in that the Department of Water Affairs is now able to invoice and collect the capital unit charge tariff receivable even in the presence of this agreement. TCTA's project implementation perfection is when a planned project delivers water at the time required by the customers within budget and to the required specification. The art of project management is managing these often conflicting demands where short-term water delivery requirements can conflict with the long-term design life requirements. On all projects, TCTA has managed this conflict to the ultimate benefit of the end consumer. An overview of the current project is as follows. They are doing very well. Val River Eastern Subsystem Augmentation Project. The project was handed over to the DWAM for operation and maintenance. The arbitration process on the termination
of CMC's contract for the construction of the pump station is still underway. Okolo Crocodile Water Augmentation Project Phase 1 and MCWAP 1. The ready for trial operation is expected to commence on 16 May 2014. Although this is later than expected, the delay does not impact on the commissioning of Medupi Power Station. Where is Medupi? Kuluma. As a gentleman. Moim Gain Transfer Scheme Phase 2, impounded impoundment of the reservoir commenced on 26 March 2013. Also, the refurbishment of the pump station or the existing transfer system has commenced. Olifant River Water Resource Development Project, the work is approximately 4 months behind schedule due to quality problems, land acquisition and resettlement delays. As of 31 March 2018, the delay had not impacted on the commissioning of the water treatment work.
Yes.
As still.
Yes, it's up the 31st of March. It's on the 31st of March.
Yeah.
It's just you read it. As of the 31st of March, you need it for the on the 31st of March.
Or SS of. I couldn't understand your name, isn't it? What do you say? Okay. SS of the 1st March 2018, the delay has not impacted on the commissioning of the water treatment work at Steel Ridge. Komati Water Scheme Augmentation Project, the 3-month trial operation period commenced on 18 February 2013 and inauguration ceremony was held with Minister on the 19th March 2013. Acid mine drainage, environmental authorization was received on the 7th January 2013 and construction commenced on the 14th January 2013. KCTA was instrumental in obtaining the environmental authorization and negotiating the agreement with the mining companies, giving access to land and infrastructure. These agreements were worth over 400 million and hugely mitigated the cost of the work. Construction cost of 1.8 million were incurred in the year with only 43% of planned capital expenditure being used due to project delays. These project delays were mainly due to delays in pipe production and the environmental authorization for AMG being obtained later than anticipated. Management has ensured that the contract project costs are maintained within the approved charter. Water Research Commission. Water Research Commission is a national public entity listed in terms of the Public Finance Management Act of 1999, Act No. 1 of 1999, PFMA, appointed by the Minister of the Department of Water and Environmental Affairs and reports directly to the Minister. The WRC plays an important role regarding water research by establishing the needs and priorities for research, stimulating and funding water research according to priority, promoting effective transfer of information and technology, and enhancing the knowledge and capacity building in the water sector. During the 2012-2013 financial year, an unqualified audit opinion was expressed by the Auditor General. Congratulations, Auditor General. Just continue with the granting of unqualified opinion. The WRC mainly derives its income from water research levies, that is 165 million, but also pays leverage income of 20 million. The water research, research council managed 303 active research projects, initiated 81 new projects, managed to finalize 85 projects and published 151 research reports and products. Total of 506 students were supported by WRC funded projects, of whom 207 were females and 293 were male from previously disadvantaged groups. 201 students are working on master's degrees and 142 towards PhD degrees. The WRC initiated and supported a number of national capacity building initiatives. This is what we want, in fact, including support to national and local government, as well as the development of new training material for different levels of learners and for academic institutions. Overall, WRC's performance has improved compared to 2011 to 2012 financial year. 3.6.3 catchment management agencies. Catchment management agencies are established in terms of Chapter 7 of the National Water Act of 1998, Act Number 36 of 1998, and are classified as Schedule 3A public entities in terms of the Public Finance Management Act of 1999. Act Number 1 of 1999 as amendment. Catchment management agencies manage water resources at the catchment level through continuous engagement with all stakeholders and devolves decision-making to the lowest level for the benefit of all water users within their water management area. They ensure that water is used to support equitable and sustainable social and economic transformation and development. There are currently two operational CMAs in the country, the Inkomadi and the Brits-Overbeck CMA, and they receive grant funding from the department. During the 2012-2013 financial year, 19 million was transferred to the BOKMA and 22.3 million was transferred to the ICMA for the implementation of their functions according to their annual performance plans approved by the minister. Both BOKMA and ICMA received unqualified audit opinion. They're working very well, eh?
Just for continuity, when we mention an act, we don't have to mention the date of the act twice. So on the previous page, 3.6.3, we talk about the National Water Act 1998, then in brackets, Act Number 36 of 1998.
The first 1998 can come out. Thanks, Jim. Okay. Thank you. Chair? Yes. Come to the 3.6.2, is the third paragraph. This one, during the 2012-13, is on the third line. The WRC manager, 304 activity research projects. Attending to the talk with the report, is a this process only for the 242. I want to know why it's different.
Do you want an answer on that? Or you are making corrections?
I think it's the talk just to make a presentation is just 242. Okay. It's a project, a research project. Here is a project, 305. I don't know why.
Thank you very much. Can you correct that? No, thank you. Correct that then. Dr. Hong, the department embarked on the institutional realignment process to review the viability and number of institutions reporting to the minister. After assessment of the viability of the 19 CMA, the minister approved the consolidation of the 19 CMA into 9 CMA. The new 9 water management area boundaries were adjusted and gazetted in July 2012 as follows: Limpopo, Olifant, Inkomati, Kusutu, Pongola, Mzimkulu, Vaal, Orange, Mzimbubu, Tsitsikamma, Brits, Horace, and bear olifants. The statement of the Inkomo Atikusutu was approved by the minister and gazetted for public comment in March 2013. In response to the presentation made by the department, the committee resolved as follows. Department must provide detailed plan which must show available resources and required resources in terms of finance and human resources in light of the proposed reduction of the number of CMAs and expansion of the existing CMAs. 7. Report of the Auditor General. Main account.
Chair. Sorry, I think you picked 3.63. 3.63 is the last paragraph, last line. 3.60, just before the one page, yeah. Catchment, the management, last line, last paragraph and the last line is for the BOCMA and 2237-2186. Talk of presentation is also wrong. It's 2237. Talk of 2237-186. But now you say 2237-2. There's a big difference here. So it must be 3-7-3-2-7, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Huang, it will be corrected. Number 7, report of Auditor General, main account.
Sorry, Chair, can I also just raise an issue? Is there a problem with the numbering here?
Of pages?
Dr. Huang raised something. We run from 3.63 to 7 under the numbering of the report.
Yeah, even the pages are not numbered. I just think those technical problems will be fixed. Can you continue? Main account. Department of Water Affairs received a qualified audit opinion on the main account with the following findings. The language changed. A lack of paperwork or adequate systems to track infrastructure spending totaling billions of rand is among the reasons Water Affairs received another qualified audit in 2011-2012. Such systems were necessary to maintain records of commitment where the procurement of goods and services had been approved and or contracted, but where no delivery had taken place by the end of the 2012-2013 financial year. This resulted in commitments being misstated by 1.1 billion. According to financial statements in the annual report, the department's commitments relating to the RBIC project totaled 19.7 billion in 2012-2013 and 21.3 billion in 2011-2012, the AG was unable to obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence due to lack of supporting documents and could not confirm the disclosure by alternative means. Consequently, the AG was unable to determine whether any further adjustments to commitments stated at 19.7 billion in the financial statements were necessary. Is that correct, AG?
Yes, Jay, I was actually thinking that, and I want to make a proposal, that we also have a look at this section, this part of the report for you, and give you input back to... and just check all the detail in this section specifically.
But I should think I will read this so that we can just hear the main content. Then they'll refine the document for the parliamentary to take a decision. But here we'll pass the document as it is. The restatement referred to is a note inserted in the annual financial statement. According to this, the prior year commitments were adjusted by 20.6 billion relating to regional bulk infrastructure grant projects. Acknowledging the restatement was made to rectify a prior year misstatement which AG was unable to confirm. Over and above the department's paperwork problems, the AG also implicated the department for irregular spending. Department made payments in contravention of the supply chain management regulations amounting to 13.6 million. Systems mean control these were inadequate. Consequently, the AG was unable to determine whether any adjustment relating to irregular expenditure discloses as 1.1 billion. In 2012, the financial statement was registered. The AG was also unable to obtain appropriate audit evidence for 326.4 million adjustment to accrual figures in the financial statement, as well as adjustments totaling 358.2 million made to so-called immovable tangible capital assets figures. Department also received a qualified audit in 2011-2012. 7.2, report of the Auditor General on Water Trading Entity and its entities.
We're about to conclude.
Department of Water Affairs received a qualified audit opinion on the main account with the following findings. Water of Water Affairs.
What happened here?
Water, the water trading.
Long distance, Chile.
Entities, no? The water trading entities received, entity. Oh, one. The water trading entity received a qualified audit opinion on the main account with the following findings. The entity's main source of revenue consists of the sale of water services, which is recognized when water is consumed by the consumer, and the recognition criteria in the South African standards of Graph 9 and revenue from exchange transactions are met. This revenue is disclosed as revenue from exchange transactions on the financial statement at an amount of 6.6 million. Trillion or million? Billion. Yeah. The entity did not have an adequate system of control over the recording of sales of water services on which AG could rely on for the purposes of the audit, and there were no satisfactory audit procedures that the AG could perform to obtain reasonable assurance that all the water-related services revenue was recorded accurately. The AG was unable to confirm the revenue from the sale of water services by alternative means. Consequently, the AG was unable to determine whether any adjustment to the sales of water services and related trade receivables balance and disclosed as the amount 6 billion and 4 billion on the financial statement when necessary. The same limitation reported in the prior year audit report on the corresponding figures has not been corrected by management, and consequently the AG is still unable to determine whether any adjustments to the prior year figures of water sales and trade receivable balances were necessary. The entity...
Can we change the beginning of that paragraph to read the water trading entity and not just the entity?
For the business paragraph, the water trading entity.
It will also go for the second paragraph and the fourth paragraph. Thanks, Chief. Okay.
Water trading entity did not have an adequate system in place to follow up and inquire long outstanding trade receivables. Sufficient and appropriate audit evidence was not available for the amount disclosed, a provision for impaired amounting to 3 billion, 2 billion, in note 12 to the financial statement. The AG was unable to confirm the provision for impairment of trade debtors by alternative means. Consequently, The AG was unable to determine whether any further adjustment to the provision for impairment and the resulting trade receivables impairment is as disclosed as 4 billion and 3 billion in brackets and 807 million and in brackets is 173 million were necessary. The limitation reported in the prior year audit report on the corresponding figures has not been corrected by management, and consequently the AG is still unable to determine whether any adjustment to the prior year figures for the provision of impairment to trade receivables were necessary. The AG was unable to obtain sufficient and appropriate audit evidence about the trade receivable balance reflects as 6 billion in bracket is 5 billion in note 12
Chair.
To the financial statement.
Chair.
Yes.
I think the reason now is we're talking the billion, and this one is the second paragraph. This one is you say the 4 billion is 4068167. This you must add the 3000. Otherwise, you don't know, you can't see the billion. You know, this is the second, the third paragraph, we just finished this one. The figure it is close as 0068167. You must add the 330. And the other one, all of this line, you must add the 33000. Otherwise, you can't see the period.
Yes, no, thank you very much. Thanks for correction. There were significant differences between the amount confirmed as outstanding by the individual debtors and the amount recorded in the accounting records of the entity, which management could not substantiate. In addition, the AG noted that interest on debtor balances was not charged and accrued for. Alternative audit procedures did not render satisfactory results. Due to the inadequate systems in place at the entity, the AG was unable to determine whether any adjustments to the trade receivables figure and interest revenue were necessary. The limitation reported in the prior audit report on the corresponding figures has not been corrected by management, and consequently, the AG is still unable to determine whether any adjustment to the prior year figure for receivables from exchange transactions were necessary. Entity could not provide sufficient appropriate audit evidence to support the disclosure made in terms of South African standards of GRAB and GRAB, GRAB 104 financial instruments. The AG was also not able to confirm the financial instrument disclosures by alternative means. Consequently, the AG was unable to determine whether any adjustments to the financial instrument disclosure in note 23 to the financial statement were necessary. The limitation reported in the prior year audit report on the corresponding figures has not been corrected by the management, and consequently it is not possible It is not possible to determine whether any adjustments to the prior year financial instrument disclosures were necessary. Let's cancel that on the board. There is a slight improvement on this account in that there was no irregular expenditure in 2013. In 2013 financial year was the case in 2011-2013.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. Chair Brother,
yes.
Before you turn next page, I think this one is for this page, for second paragraph and the whole paragraph is the entity. You must add the entity.
Entity.
Commas.
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Chair Brother,
yes.
The statement should not say there was no irregular expenditure. The question is that there was no qualification on irregular expenditure.
There was no qualification.
On irregular expenditure.
There was no qualification on irregular expenditure now. Okay. Although the AG's report still reflects qualification as far as the finances are concerned and contextual reflection of whether the contextual reflection of where the department came from in the last 3 years shows a move from an adverse opinion with regard to the water trading entity, which now puts it as a qualification for both the main account and the water trading entity. The department received 1 qualification under the main account and 5 under the water trading entity. The department...
On that one again, I think we should have to correct. I think the qualification areas for main accounts, there were about 4.
Qualification is not 1, 4.
There were 4.
The department received 4.
Yeah.
Not then, 1.
Yeah, then we had... We had 4 revenue ones. The first one. For WTE is 4 as well.
Four. The department aims to achieve a clean audit by 2014. Yeah? No, 14 like you 15. You just turn in. 2015. The department aims to achieve a clean audit by 2014. Why should you give me this statement? Unqualified, no? Unqualified audit, no? Audit opinion, audit. Audit opinion. By 2014, no? And the work that has been done in the first quarter attests to the effort that the department has put in place to achieve the stated objectives. Number 8, conclusion and recommendations. The portfolio committee in its conclusion noted the qualified audit opinion, which is not adverse compared to the past few years. Furthermore, the committee thanks the department for its professional and highly skilled workforce that has shown commitment and dedication during the year under review to improve the department's performance and continuously updating its knowledge base in line with key government policies such as the National Development Plan and other international and regional agreements and conventions. The Portfolio Committee expresses its appreciation of the performance of the department and entities in terms of predetermined objectives, services delivery, governance, but notes and recommends the following. The committee noted the critical role of water and sanitation that has been further recognized in terms of the strategic integrated project. Department in cooperation with the Department of Human Settlement and cooperative governance and working together with provinces and local government is charged with the responsibility of integrating its work through infrastructure development for the eradication of backlog and sustained delivery of quality services to the people of South Africa. In order to facilitate effective and timely investment in infrastructure and improve operations and maintenance, the department is developing a comprehensive investment plan. This plan will inform budgeting and integrated planning based on a life cycle approach, which includes planning and construction costs, operation and maintenance, financing costs, and costs of sustainable water management, capital investment in new water and sanitation infrastructure for the entire value chain, including the refurbishment of existing infrastructure, is projected to require an estimated 670 billion over the next 10 years. In light of the above, committee recommends that the department must, as matter of agency, provide the proposed budget for the medium term. So I think you must underline that statement. Your proposed budget in the medium term. I thank you.
very, very final. That will conclude our report. Can I take this and subject it to portfolio committee to adopt the report? Is there any mover? Honorable Rogers is moving. Oh, you are objecting. Okay, yeah, you can.
I've got a few concerns that I want to raise with the committee. First of all, there's a lot of fundamental changes that are going to happen to this document. For example, AG is going to do some changes. I'm certainly not in a position to approve a document that's going to have substantial changes made to it. So that's something I'm a bit worried about. Chair, then I just want to raise another issue. We're presented with the midterm review and budget by the department. We engage with the department, but in fact this document for adoption is printed long before we've even raised issues. Now, I have a challenge with that because I believe I raised certain pertinent issues today. The fact that there's under expenditure, the fact that 40% of our target haven't been achieved, the lack of financial controls, yet we're sort of glossing all over that. Also, under our conclusions and recommendations, Chair, we talk about the committee must come up as a matter of urgency with a medium-term budget. That's a great idea. But what about the strategic goals and the timeframes attached to what we've raised today? Should that also not form part of that document? Then I believe I've played a constructive role. Otherwise, this has been drafted for me just to purely put a rubber stamp on, which I'm uncomfortable with, Chair. Yesterday, Environment was a good presentation. It's a well-run department. I'm certainly not saying this department's not trying, but there's a vast difference between the two. I'm very uncomfortable with this as it stands. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, I concur with you, Honourable Man. But I just consider a volume of work that we did from early in the morning until now. Now, I have got an alternative in mind, if you will feel comfortable. Why can't we adopt the document with a set amendments? Secondly, with an additional information which you feel that is left out, and give it to the people who will be refining the document. And maybe you will get it and check before it is adopted by Parliament. Why can't we adopt that? I'm just giving to you as members of Parliament to interact with this proposal. I'm not supporting anyone, but I'm just proposing.
In response, if you will allow me exactly what I raised now, if I can pass that on to Vileka, and it becomes part of the conclusion and resolution, because it was raised in the committee, then I'm very happy to adopt the report with those recommendations.
Thank you. All the inputs that we made must be reflected in the document, which means the document must be refined there and then. Where it has got shortfalls, that's the understanding.
Agreed.
From what we are saying. And also, if there is any burning issue which is left out, you can even consult with Chile and the Chairperson and just put that one. Is that correct, Honourable Members? Department?
Yes, Chair.
Yeah?
Secretary, Chair.
No, you don't support them. That's just alerting you. And input which is made by members. In fact, they are feeling and they can't suppress them. Mazigalala, can I get a move then? Oh, Roger, are you moving with the amendments as well?
I will move with those amendments, Chair.
Okay. Then is there any second? Mamzi? Is there any contrary view or anything which you doubt on the information? Everything is fine. Therefore, after the amendment, it will be a document. Thanks very much, Honourable Members, for your participation and the department for staying work that you did for us and the presentation for so long, since early in the morning until now. And the AG, we thank you very much also. Your input is very, very important and enriching our work within the department and portfolio committee. With these few words, I thank everybody present here.
And we must not forget to thank the secretary of the committee who is always interacting with whoever to come before us. I thank you very much.
Sorry, Chair, just another last word. Just on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, Chair, can I thank you for your chairing and the manner in which you've run the meeting. Thank you, Chair Llewellyn.
Thanks very much. The department, do you want to say a word?
Yeah, Chair, we just wanted to thank you very much for the encouraging words and the supporting words that you keep on giving to us. We are certainly going to take it up and improve on our work.
Thanks very much. Ma'am, finally, the last very short, then we close.
I'm impressed to learn that you are such a good reader in class.
Thank you very much, Mama. The meeting's then again. Thanks very much, member.